Hello there, my fellow tax slaves out here on the plantation of Slavelandia. Merry Christmas. You know, the Congress just gave us a big Christmas present of $1.7 trillion spending bill with $45 billion to go help them old poor people over there in Ukraine. You know, with all that money and weapons and all going over there, apparently they better dead than they are alive. Better off, a lot better off dead than they are alive. You know, the Russians getting ready to start their offensive, and they're just going to wipe these people out. And of course, we already know that most of that money and all being laundered and all, and the rest of it going to the military industrial complex and building more weapons and weapons of mass destruction.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Oh, the lies and all. You know, we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. And here we are in America, sending billions and billions and billions of dollars over there to kill people. Amazing. And if you notice, it's every year, especially a lame duck year, that Congress passes these things at Christmas time. 1913, the Federal Reserve Act, along with the income tax, came in on the 23rd, just like today. Passed on a Friday with barely a quorum, because back then people were scattered all over the place. You know, rode trains home, and it'd take days and days to get to California and stuff. So the dirty deeds done dirt cheap, which aren't dirt cheap anymore. The corporations buying up politicians and all. We see this fascism, public-private partnerships and all. You look at the Twitter files and you realize what we've already known, but now it's being proven that the CIA and the NSA and Department of Homeland Security and all these bureaucrats, deep state, whatever you want to call these people, were already censoring and shadow banning and propagating propaganda. And, you know, the mainstream media and their propaganda. It's no wonder these people, most of the people out here, went and got the injection. It still amazes me how many people still go along with the parroting, the booster roller coaster and that kind of thing. It is encouraging that now they can't hardly get 10% to take another one. But people are in denial about sudden adult death syndrome. You know, I guess they, in their mind, it's always been this way. People dropping dead just out of the blue. Nobody really wants to talk about that kind of thing. Look at all the evidence coming out that all these drug companies didn't do the proper clinical trials and never tested for if it even stopped transmission or prevented anything. It's just throw it out there. And everybody went along with it. And what is interesting is when it was the Trump shot, the the D's didn't want it, and the Trumpers loved it. And then when Biden got in, the Trumpers kept wanting it, and the D's jumped on board. It's amazing. But they did, at this time, you know, what, and everybody going to meet with families and all, maybe for the first time in 3 years, that's, you know, this whole Rona thing kicked in. It's important that we try not to upset them and try to continue the narrative that go get you a booster. They're safe and effective. They prevent transmission. They prevent you from getting sick, despite the 4 times you've had Rona since you got the thing. Despite the people, the risks involved. There are no risks. There's no risk at all. We need to continue that narrative so we don't upset these people and jar their cognitive dissonance, where they get all angry and say, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm sure you're getting phone calls by now. Look, you can come, but don't talk about these things. Don't upset people and blah, blah. We've had it for years. But that's the best thing to do. Don't talk about it. And if you do talk about it, encourage them to go get their shots. They need to go get the shots so they protect Granny. And you might take you a box of those surgical masks that say on there that it doesn't prevent the spread of viruses and all. But take those and give them out as party favors, and have everybody put them on and all, and then take family pictures. That way you can have a memory of them when perhaps they pass in the next year or two. But even the truth won't get to them. So don't upset them. Carry on the narrative. You might even switch to mainstream media every now and then and see what the Dr. Fauci's and the Walensky's and the hoo-hoo-hoo and all them say, so that you know what to repeat for these people. Anyway, just something to think about. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a good time with your families. I love you. Till next time. Peace.
Just a PR stunt.